I may be a little biased. But as a dad, I have that right. And many of you understand, some of you understand, the feeling you get to see your kids doing what they were born to do. And it just thrills my soul. Philippians chapter 2. Now, my voice has already begun to leave me because those of you that know me well already know this. Those of you that may be one of our guests today may not know this about me, but I am a worshiper. And sometimes, because I'm not apologizing for this at all. I make no bones about it. Sometimes God gets I try to give God my very best, and sometimes y'all get what's left over. Okay? So be it. The good thing about that is the Holy Spirit's strong enough that He can take care of my deficiencies, and He can still deliver the message to you in spite of whatever else may be. So we're continuing our study in Philippians, and we're going to look at Philippians chapter 2 today. And I've titled this sermon, Joy in Serving. Now, the title may not completely describe the entirety of the message. So I'm not trying to be deceptive, but it's, as I began to dive in a little deeper, it kind of took on a little different train, so just bear with me. And we're going to look at, I'm going to read a good section of this chapter in Philippians to begin with. So if you'll turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2, we've also got it on the screens, beginning chapter 2, verse 1. Paul is writing to the church at Philippi, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to His own advantage. Rather, He made Himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in an appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted Him to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every name should bow in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father." Verse 12, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but how much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on that day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. He says, if Christ has meant anything to you, then make my joy complete. Now, where's Paul writing this from? He's in prison. He's in jail. I mean, he's under guard. Remember, he's in a house. He's in a rented house. He's chained to a member of the Praetorian Guard, the highest member of the guard, 24 hours a day on 6-hour shifts, right? 4 different guards a day. Captive audience he's got. But he can't just come and go as he will, as he wants. He's on house arrest. He's waiting to be tried. He's a prisoner. But he says, to make my joy complete, if Christ has meant anything to you, make my joy complete. He says, look to others first, just as Christ did. That's basically what he says. If Christ has meant anything to you, look to others just like Christ did. That's basically what he says here, in a nutshell. Remember, in this book of Philippians, he's not bringing forth any charges of heresy or anything like that. He's not confronting any major needs of discipline. He's not trying to correct anything. He's not confronting any major issues. It's a book of joy. And he's telling them, if you have anything, if Christ has meant anything to you, and I believe it has, I believe he has, then make my joy, I already have joy, complete my joy by looking to others just like Christ did. And he addresses that even more clearly in verse 14. He says, do everything without grumbling. And we have a problem with that today. And I have a problem with that today. You can ask Mrs. Nix. Mrs. Nix, do I ever grumble? It's okay. You can be honest. Does the pastor ever grumble? The pastor grumbles sometimes. Okay, there you have it. The pastor sometimes grumbles. That may come as a shock to you. Does that shock anybody in the room? Okay. Sometimes the pastor grumbles, and I'm afraid that if I asked you to be honest and raise your hands, I'm not going to do that, but if I asked you to be honest and raise your hands, if anybody in the room ever grumbled, there would probably be a lot of raised hands. But Paul says, do everything without grumbling. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it's also a letter of Paul to the Corinthians, and he writes this, I believe it's in verse 23. He says, I was in hard labor, in more imprisonments, in worse beatings, in frequent danger of death. 5 times I received from the Jews the 49 lashes, the 40 lashes minus 1, that's 39 for you math people. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. In my frequent journeys, I've been in danger from rivers and from the bandits, in danger from my countrymen and from Gentiles, in danger in the city and in the country, and in danger on the sea and among false brothers, in labor and toil and often without sleep, in hunger and thirst and often without food, in cold and exposure. He goes into detail there. A little bit. He didn't go into detail in the Philippians. Remember in chapter 1, he just says, in all that I've been through. He didn't list it there. In the book of Corinthians, he kind of detailed it a little bit more. And I want to ask you, did you remember that passage in one of the other writings of Paul? You remember when he wrote when he calls these guys out and he names them by name? All these people that have done all the wrong to Paul, those that hurt him, and he calls them out by name and he just rails on them. Y'all remember reading about that? He just rails on them. I mean, he just lets them have it. And he calls them out and he tells everyone about these guys. Everybody that'll listen, he calls them out by name and just says, man, this guy, and what's his name? Yeah. And he just calls them out name by name. Y'all remember reading about that? You don't? Me either. You know why you don't remember reading about that? Because it ain't in there. Paul didn't do that. And guess what? Neither did Jesus, after the resurrection, come back to Pilate and say, surprise, nanny nanny boo boo, I told you, you would have no power over me except what was given to you by my Father above, and he didn't give you that much power. We didn't read about that either, do we? We didn't read about Jesus coming back to the Pharisees and saying, I told you I'd tear this temple down in 3 days, I'd build it back up. And then he goes and stands on the temple stairs, the steps, and tells everybody about the misdoings of the Pharisees and about how 30 pieces of silver wasn't going to cut it this time. Matter of fact, all the silver in the world wasn't going to get them out of this jam. We don't read about that either, do we? Matter of fact, what we do read is what Scripture tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. Another translation says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I have prayed, Lord, I know you say vengeance is yours, but I am your instrument, Lord. But that's a selfish prayer, and that is an error, and that is wrong. That is still me wanting vengeance. We're not talking about joy in revenge today. We're not talking about that kind of joy because it doesn't exist. There is no joy in revenge. There is never satisfaction in revenge. Let me tell you something. Bitterness is never satisfied. It is never enough. It is a hunger that is never satisfied. There's never enough. It's never enough. When you think what you want is accomplished, it's never enough. You're never happy. It's never satisfied. It is never enough. Paul says, make my joy complete by being of one mind, having the same love, being united in spirit and in purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or empty pride, but in humility, consider others more important than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. And here's what it all boils down to, folks. Joy, true joy, is found when it's not all about you. when you act with humility, thinking of others and the greater good of the body, considering the unity of the body first, you will find joy unspeakable. And what is that? Well, it's not what the world teaches. That's because the world cannot give true joy that lasts. Jesus Christ gives the joy that is pure and unadulterated and that is everlasting. It's a joy that is fulfilled in honoring Him in all that we do, in mind, body, and in spirit, and in all aspects of life. Is living a life surrendered to Christ, following His example and His leadership, especially when it's hard. Especially when it's hard. God is faithful, and He will give you joy. Are you missing joy today? Do you need a pick-me-up? I know how you can get it. Bring yourself down a notch. Bring others up a notch. And place Christ at the very top. Love as Christ loves. Serve as Christ served. Sacrifice as Christ sacrificed. And instead of trying to elevate ourselves, let God raise us up because He has found us faithful. You see, self-elevation, we can't lift ourselves up very high. We think we can lift ourselves up, and that's the problem. The problem is we think we can lift ourselves up by tearing other people down. We end up not lifting ourselves up at all. We just bring other people down below us, and we've not elevated ourselves at all. God can lift us up. But He does that when He found us faithful to honor Him by lifting others up instead of tearing others down. Unity of the body is paramount. Paul preaches on this over and over and over again. It's paramount. Why is that? One mind, one body, one purpose, unity. He talks about the body of as a body, as a physical body, right? All parts of the body have to function in order to work right. Yes? One part can't say to the other, I don't need you. We need all parts of the body. Yes. Alex, we can function without a foot, but not as effectively as if we had both feet, right? Amen. We need unity. We have unity. And it must be preserved at all costs. Yes? And that's what Paul is saying to the church at Philippi. Stay united. Remain united. If Christ has meant anything to you, make my joy complete. I will tell you something as your pastor. You guys bring me such joy. You guys bring me such joy when I see how you treat one another, how you deal with one another, how you guys just help one another and love on one another. It just, you should be privy to some of the conversations in the Knicks household. That just does our hearts good. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. You bring us such joy. And you bring joy to one another. And as Paul says, basically, keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. And I want to tell some of our visitors here, This place is a loving place. It's a loving place. I believe that there is something special about Dolan Baptist Church. It has not come easy. It has come with blood, sweat, and tears. It has been fought for. It has been prayed for. It has taken time and effort and a lot of tears and time spent on knees. But it's good. It's good. It's home. It's home. It's a great place. And it must remain so. It must remain. If Christ has meant anything to you, make His joy complete by being of one mind, of one body, of one spirit. Put others first. Bring others up a notch. Bring ourselves down a notch. And always keep Christ at the very top. Father in heaven, we love you. We love you. We worship you. We honor you in this place, Father. Help us to honor you outside of this place and in every aspect of our life at all times, Father. Father, help us to keep the fire burning. Help us to keep loving. Father, especially when it's difficult. Help us to maintain unity at all times, especially when it's difficult. Help us to remain united with one purpose and one mind. Father, you said we have the mind of Christ. Father, let us never forget that. Let us march forward, God, with one mission. That is to love people. To bring them into a saving knowledge of who you are. To love people as you love people. To be the light. To show the love of Christ. To make it not about us. To make it all about you. Father, that's the church. That's the church. The church ought to be more about outside these walls than inside these walls. Yes, we're to love one another, and that is so important, Father. But we ought to be loving each other so that we can love outside these walls. I thank you so much for the blessings that have been so evident upon this place and upon this church, Lord, upon these people. Father, I ask that you keep your hand upon this church and upon these people. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Thank you for your evidence at work here in changing lives and molding lives. Father, continue to do your work here, Lord. Continue to use us. Continue to shape us. Continue to grow us, Lord. Father, we've not arrived yet. Day by day. Day by day. One step at a time. Thank you for loving us, Father. Thank you for not giving up on us. May you find us faithful, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.